Aloha, and welcome to Mu Rose Temple, the podcast, where we explore the deeper work behind our Hawaii location and online platform. I invite you to join me as we return home to your body's feminine wisdom.
Hi, my loves, and welcome back. Today, I'm excited to be here because I am feeling all the things. Like, literally, I woke up today, and normally when I wake up, first thing I do is I actually keep my eyes closed, and I either stay there laying down or I sit upright, and I just bring awareness to my breath. I start to do a little meditation, visualization, just something to get me present in my body before I even literally have a concept of starting a new day. And that didn't work. And I was like, oh, this is harder than usual. And it's not too common for me. It's relatively easy for me to drop in. And so today, didn't drop in, didn't work out. So I just kept trying, you know, for like 10 minutes. And I just sat with it. I was like, oh, this is annoying. Oh, this doesn't feel good. Oh, why am I feeling annoyed? I haven't even started the day yet. I guess I'm starting the day feeling annoyed. So it just felt funky, you know? And then I tune in and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in my luteal phase. We're in eclipse season. It's also Mercury retrograde, which has, beyond the whole technology communication thing, it has kind of these little ripples across time and space in our day-to-day circumstances. And the eclipse is on Friday. So I'm like feeling into all this. I'm like, okay, this is one of those mornings. And I just start my day, and I realize I start to feel shaky, and I start to, you know, run around the house cleaning and just kind of, I realize I have to move this energy through me. So I start moving it. I'm like, let me use this energy. If I'm annoyed for absolutely no reason, let me clean the house. Let me take a shower, blah, blah, blah. And then of course I have to work out because I need to move my body. And so I go outside, I do my workouts, and then finally at the very end, I settle in. And movement for me is my number one medicine. If I feel off, I have to move. If not, there's absolutely no way for me to just start the day. And I realize that without the structure and without the medicine of what is cyclical living and articulating all of the things, that is my kitten in the background, because they're feeling the energy too, and they've been a little rowdy today. So without the structure of me realizing where I'm standing, what is happening around me, and what structures can I plug into to help me move through this energy? And it's really interesting because I obviously work with women, and women have children. And so a lot of times I'll hear from women how their children are just acting up, like randomly crying, throwing fits for no reason. And I'm like, it's not no reason. The energies are retarded. And I mean that in the most loving way. First of all, I've been talking about energies in terms of like the awakening process and the light quotient that's coming onto this planet. And I'm recording a podcast specifically on that ascension process in the next episode. But there's a electromagnetic shift happening in this earth, in our reality, and in our energetic body field. If you don't even want to go that collective and that big, it's happening in your body. Everything that happens inside of us must happen outside of us, and vice versa. So nobody is exempt from this experience. Some of us will feel it more than others. And I thought to myself, wow, like if I didn't realize I was in my luteal phase, if I didn't have the ability to have a workout that fits me today for my luteal phase, not cardio so I could just amp up my nervous system and not get anything out of it, and then come out of it even more wired, antsy, and anxious than I was when I went into it. Like, if I didn't have these systems, I'd be a wreck right now. And this is what I want to share with you. Like, really creating a structure and a system for your cyclical wisdom and being able to embody that, not only when it's easy and nice, and that tends to be maybe in your springtime and your ovulation for a few days out of the month, like, oh, I'm in flow, I feel good, right? But how are we dealing with the funky stuff, with the menstrual cycle, with our bleed, with our luteal phase? And I always say the luteal phase for me is my favorite phase because it's actually the one that brings the most medicine. But as you guys already know, ladies and gentlemen, that the medicine doesn't come to us in easy ways. If not, it wouldn't be medicine, right? It'd just be easy. And that's not what we're here for. So how we navigate the funky and the retarded energies, like I mentioned earlier, because that's sometimes that's just all you feel. I woke up today and I'm like, no. Like I wanted to resist it so badly. And then I realized I have to embody this energy and I have to ride it and I have to see what comes of it. And of course, moving deeper into it, I'm like, I'm in my luteal phase. There's medicine here. And I realize what parts and aspects of me are the actual retarded energies. So I'm thinking it's like this external thing. It's not. What part of me, inside me, habits, rituals, my choices, what part of my life is not congruent to where I'm going? And when I tapped into that, I was like, this is exactly what I need. This is exactly how I feel about myself right now. This is why I'm feeling so annoyed. And I wanted to bring that forth in case you're feeling anything right now. Like maybe these days you're just like, I can't take this craziness anymore. Or I don't understand what's going on with the world outside of me. Like what's wrong with everyone outside of me? Or what is it with the energies? And it's like, no, my love, hands on heart and womb. This is me. What's going on with me? What's going on in my body, in my mind? What choices, actions, and behaviors have I taken on that I don't love and fully accept and embrace? You know, and this is for me the cyclical wisdom that gets to be embodied. And when we, it's so beautiful for the Women Wisdom Mentorship. I had a call and one of the women was talking about how she's just recently started to apply the cyclical living practices into her life, and it's completely shifting the way she sees everything. And I love that. And specifically these weeks we're talking about fertility codes and understanding like how we are using our creative energy as women, as women with wombs, and this feminine energy that is here to create. That's one of the fundamental seeds that is within us, the sacred responsibility to create. And so when we tap into our natural rhythm, which is cyclical living, these fertility codes sort of turn on in their most unique and destined way for you, for your soul blueprint. It's like, to me, I nerd out on this stuff because it's all so big and so simple and so beautiful and so needed. And we were discussing how if you're not in tune with the phases of your life and the phases of the moon, if you're not bleeding, or the phases of your body, if you are still in your menstrual years, it's very difficult to navigate, to heal, to embody, like truly embody. Because if you're not tapped into your natural time and your natural rhythm, the embodiment process is stagnant. It's actually held back. Because how can you be in your body if your natural rhythm is not being followed? Does that make sense? So it's almost so obvious, and yet not, because of the world we live in. So it's, put it this way, it's as if you lived in a place like here, New York City, and you wanted to ignore the seasons and wear your summer clothes in wintertime. And that's just what you chose to do because you refuse to believe that it's cold outside and it's winter, right? That sounds absolutely ludicrous. But this is what we're doing with our bodies. We've lost the ability to tap into our natural rhythms. Therefore, we can't receive the wisdom of each phase and cycle. Therefore, we actually can't even start embodying what is meant to be embodied. It's insane. And so just coming back full circle, like feeling so much gratitude for the fact that I can at least bring awareness and gratitude to realizing, articulating, I am in my luteal phase. It is eclipse season. It is Mercury retrograde. These things do not define me. But when I step into the structures that I am actually standing in, that I'm living in, because if I'm blind to them, these things end up being something outside of me that control me, right? If I'm not aware of my cyclical nature and where I'm standing, then I cannot receive the embodied wisdom because I don't become fully all that I am, because all that I am is all that's outside of me and inside of me, right? I hope this is landing because this is really, really big in terms of cyclical living. And it's funny because through the years, I've created so much content around cyclical living, and I didn't really understand why I was doing it. And now it's all clicking together because it's just the right time. It's just that time of life. And so with all of this being said, if cyclical living is new to you or you're feeling called to get deeper into your embodied practice and get to know your cycles and your phases and how to apply this to your life. Because the way that it happens is, it's not just, oh, I know my four seasons and that's it. I'm cyclically, you know, equipped. It's not that simple, you know? The whole point of cyclical living is to step into the spiral of the never-ending journey into embodiment. That means that every cycle you receive, sit in, and embody what I call the cyclical magic, the wisdom of what your cycle is giving you. And it's different every single time because there's a theme in every single cycle that you live. And I explain this with the cyclical living planner and the course. Like, how do you tap into these deeper layers of wisdom that are just waiting for you to tap into them? But we need systems, we need structures, we need something to stand inside of so that we can be taught from the inside out. So the teachings and the wisdom that live inside of us can begin to present themselves. That's a big, it's a part of the mystery schools, is that you need a container to be inside so that you are ready to receive. You cannot just receive with good intention, like, yep, I know my four seasons, like, that's it. If there's no structure around your cyclical essence, you actually can't receive the magic and the wisdom that's in it. And you can do it your own way. I've just found that if I don't have a place where, like, I wake up every day, I have my planner, it stays next to my bed. That's why I've made it big and like substantial, so that you can pick it up and you feel it in your hands, and like it's this part of your life. It's not this like little tiny on-the-go planner, you know? It's meant to hold a space at the most sacred time of your day, which is when you wake up and when you go to bed. It stays there, at least for me. And it's a reminder to place my hands in my body, to close my eyes and breathe and situate myself and figure out what is it? Where am I standing today? And what is the medicine that's coming to me today? So I hope this lands for you well. There's a lot happening right now with the eclipse season, and then just overall, whenever it is that you're listening to this, this kind of energetic upgrade and quantum expansion of our awareness is not slowing down. I will assure you of that. And so the more structures and support and systems that you can create for yourself to be held and to also have as a part of your daily routine, the more you will be able to anchor and embody what's coming in and what's already inside of you. So my loves, I invite you to join me online. If you have not yet checked it out, check out the link below. The online membership is a space where we get to move together. I have workouts, and specifically cyclical embodied based workouts, where you get to move according to what cycle you're in your menstrual cycle, and guided audios with sound healing and cyclical living support. So the online membership is available for you as a resource, as a structure, as something that you can come back to over and over again to remind you that our responsibility at this time is to move, is to awaken, is to embody our feminine. And that's just one structure, a temple space for you to come into and remind yourself of that. So I invite you to join me online, or just check out all of the amazing things that are happening at Muro's Temple. Okay, my loves, until next time, I'll see you. Mwah. Mahalo for being here with me today. And as usual, if you'd like to learn more about what we do at our Hawaii location or online, explore the courses, the mentorship, or the events, go to www.murosetemple.com. See you soon.